Okay, good morning. We are continuing. Here are Dea. Today we are starting Siman Ayin Tet, new section, Simane Behema Vechaya Tahara, learning about the different Simanim. In the beginning of the Yoredeya, Simanim means the, it's in the neck, right? The Kane and Veveshet. But now we're talking about Simanim means characteristics of the animal to make it Tahara or not. Okay. Just a bit of cleanup, or just to explain, clarify. We left off yesterday in the end of Ayin, or the middle of the Ramah of Ayin Zayin. Just to make sure it's clear, he says the words in the middle of the Ramah, V'kol ze mayri she'in b'mulyasa zo rak basar o asabim, aval im yesh sham beitzim hanikrashim. Dino ki'ilo nidbasha bakadera. So, just to clarify, the Ramah over here is going back on the case of you have a stuffed chicken and you are roasting it. And so the halacha is, and so that's the case. It's roasted, and the halacha is, if there's eggs in there, and it seems from the poskim, it makes no difference if it's hard-boiled or raw. Either it'll start, you stuff them when it's hard-boiled, or you stuff them when they're raw, and then they will become hard-boiled. Seems to be there's no difference. Either way, you're not allowed to roast it stuffed. So it's like this. According to the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam and the Gemara, lechatchila, you are allowed to roast in order to kosher your chicken when it's stuffed. And it makes no difference if you stuff it with meat or if you stuff it with eggs. It's all 100% mutter lechatchila. According to the Ramah, however, that lechatchila, you don't roast it with anything stuffed. But if you do, b'diavad, if it's meat or anything except for eggs, it's 100% kosher b'diavad. But if it's eggs, whether it's hard-boiled eggs or not, or peeled or not, it has the shell, either way, then it becomes aser efilu bedievit. Now, there's the whole thing aser, what to do with it, just the eggs. So we're not going to go into all the details, but basically it depends. Depends if it's who you hold by, depends if it has a shell or not, depends if it's batil b'shishim or not, and that's, but some say that if, even according to the Ramah, behefse meruba, you're allowed to be mekel even for Ashkenazim. Okay, that's in a nutshell. Now, we are starting for real, Siman Ayin Tet right now. That's Seif Aleph, Ayin Tet Aleph. Okay. Now, I'll just throw out, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to, there's a mitzvah's asay to be mavdil, to know the differences between the different animals and what makes it kosher and not. Well, as far as being kosher versus tahora, tamea, we will, I'll give you some homework on what's the pshat of the Rambam. I'll get one source is the Aruch HaShulchan, there are obviously others. And let's read inside. Aleph. Simane behema v'chaya nitparshu batara. So the Torah itself tells us what makes an animal or a chaya kosher. Okay, as opposed to, we're going to see differences between a chaya and a behema, the Torah doesn't tell us. It just says, for both of them, it's in the same category. What is it? Vehem shnei simanim. The Torah only gives you two simanim. Chazal gave us another one. We'll get there. What is it? Ma'alat gira uparsotea sedukot. So it means that either it regurgitates, it's a ruminant, it's got four stomachs, and it regurgitates the food, it rechews it, and then swallows it again. That's ma'alat gira. And, or it has true hooves, that are completely split top through bottom the whole way through. Okay. We sent out a few pictures. Okay, we'll get to it. Let's keep going. V'chol behema v'chaya. She'en la shinayim belechi ha'elyon, velo nivim. Okay. Your background, and or all kosher animals, the that are ruminants, right? They, none of them have teeth in the upper maxilla. In the front upper teeth, there are none. You only have teeth on the bottom and teeth in the posterior, right, in the back, upper and lower. Okay. So if you look at an animal, you go to a farm and you want to look at your sheep or cows, you will see when you open up its mouth in the front, there are no teeth on top. Is that clear? For the layman, all you see is gingiva, or what you call gums. So here we go. And now what are nivin? So lechia elyon, right? That's the maxilla, the upper jaw. Nivin, there's two perushim in the Rishonim. What are nivin? It either refers to, here, let me read it inside. If they don't have teeth on the top in the front, and they don't have any nivin, what are nivin? Shehem taltele basar ke'en shinayim boltim b'chanichayim. It has protrusions, papilla or something along the gingiva. Protrusions in the gingiva, in the gums, that make it look, they're protrusions that somewhat resemble teeth. They don't look like teeth, but they somewhat, okay? Yeah, so I sent you pictures. It's unclear exactly what are the gingiva, but I sent you a few pictures. You could be creative and see. The picture that I sent out was a camel. They're all camels. The yesh omrim shenivim hem shnei shinaim lamala echad mikan ve'echad mikan b'ktzavot telestot. Another pshat is it's not referring to the gingiva or the gums. It is only referring to teeth. It means they have one, at least one tooth on each side. The fangs, the canines.
You have
the word b'ktzavot telestot? I do. Yes. Perush from Malachim targumo ala satea just means. Okay, let's go on. Be'adua shehi tahara. Now, if you see an animal in the field, right, you go outside in the forest, in the fields, and you find an animal, and it has no teeth on the top, and no nivim, then you know for sure, be'adua shehu tahara. You know it's a kosher animal. V'hu shi'akir ben gamal. Except, you have to first know what a baby or a young camel looks like. Because a camel doesn't have nivim when it's born, it takes time for them to grow. So, okay. Now, any animal that regurgitates its, or chews its cud, it also is split hooves. Chutz migamal ve'arnevet ve'shafan. Except for the camel, the hare, not a rabbit, a hare, or a hyrax. Okay, I sent you pictures of those. Shehem male gira ve'enam mafrisin parsa. And they are male gira, they chew its cud, and these animals, the gamal, arnevet, and shafan, don't have completely or at all split hooves, depending which one. Right, the gamal, I think, is only partially. The arnevet and shafan just have like paws. That one is the, it doesn't, that's the shafan, the hyrax. It says on the very bottom. Yeah, there is what to, right, we're not doing a full article on all the possibilities according to every different opinion out there, but that's the two very accepted opinions. V'ein mafrisim parsa, v'lehem ein lachush sheyesh lehem shinaim lamala or nivim. And it doesn't matter that the army alegira, and they don't have hooves. So therefore they do have teeth in the front, and that's normal for them. Lefichach. Now I'm just going to point out that a camel is not a true ruminant because it only has the process of digestion is not exactly the same. It only has three stomachs, but it basically regurgitates and chews its cud. Now, what the pasuk says it does, and we know it does, but it's a different process a little bit. However, it's good you pointed that out, because the pasuk also says the arnevet and the shafan chews its cud, right? Well, we all know they don't have four stomachs and they don't really chew their cud. So what's pshat? So there's two basic pshatim that are offered. One is
meaning scientifically they don't chew its cud.
Scientifically, physically, they don't.
Physically, they sit there chewing all day long.
Ah, so beautiful. So the first answer is it doesn't literally mean chew its cud. It's figuratively chews its cud. Exactly. It's always moving its mouth all day long, and it looks like it's chewing its cud. That's one pshat. So when the Torah says it chews its cud, it means it looks like it chews its cud. Another pshat is these animals, it's actually very unusual, but they excrete not just excrement, they also excrete, the food passes through their system, and but they're different. It doesn't look like psoa. It looks like these little pellets that looks different, and they actually eat them again. They chew them, and then it passes out completely.
And then they might chew it again.
Okay. So that is... That's right. So that is the second common pshat of... okay.
I'm not...
Okay, fine. There could be a misidentification. Not so likely, but it's very possible. Well, or it's possible. I don't know about Barry.
There are some upon them.
Okay. Right. Where do we leave off? Lefichach. Hamotzei bamidbar behema. So what happens? You're in the desert and you find an animal. You don't know what it is. Ve'eno makira. Uparsoteach hatuchot, and the bottom of the feet are cut off, so you can't see if it has split hooves. What do you do? Shaharei ein yachol yivdok behem. You can't check the feet. So yivdok im ein la shinayim v'lo nivim lamala biyadua shehu tahara. If you are able to open up its mouth, right? You check, you watch, and you see there's no teeth. You can also take a chance, shecht it, and then look. But okay. So what happens, if there's no teeth on the top and there's no nivim, then you know for sure it's a kosher animal, even if you can't check the feet. Hushiakir ben gamal, but you have to know that it's not a baby calf. Okay. I'm not sure how you know, but you have to know. A baby camel. Baby camel. Because a baby camel has no teeth in the front and there's no nivim yet. So you don't know for sure. Everyone says it has to be split all the way through. The pasuk, I'm not going to get into it. It's a little bit of a wordy pasuk. There's two ways to explain the pasuk, what it's referring to. But Lamai said, when you put the whole pasuk together, everyone agrees that's what it means. Mikol shemafres, as far as I know, mikol shemafreset parsa malet gira. Now anything that has split hooves, chutz mi chazir, except for the pig, lefichach matza behema. If you find an animal, shepia chatuch, and the mouth is cut off, so you don't know, you can't check the mouth, or if it chews its cut. Shehre eni yachol livdok.
Didn't we have a trade if we had an animal like that, it's a trefa?
It's the mouth is off?
Yes, if you lost the bottom of the mouth.
No, the bottom is
top is trefa. Yeah.
Okay.
So what part of the jaw is missing?
Not sure exactly.
Let's go on.
Okay. Good. Ene yachol livdok bo, yivdok, I don't know.
Yeah, a little problematic. Okay,
let's how much of the jaw? Okay. Ene yachol livdok bo, yivdok biraglea.
It just says pia, it doesn't say the jaw.
It's not
the
jaw,
you can't check the front.
Right, so how much of the mouth? That's the question. Shehre ene yachol livdok bo, yivdok biraglea. So if you can't check the teeth, check the feet. So if you see any animal in the desert that has split hooves completely, you know for sure it's kosher. Vushiakir chazir, as long as you know what a chazir looks like, because that's the one exception. Also, if it has horns, you don't have to know what a chazir looks like. Yatsa misafek chazir utahara. So if it has horns and split hooves, you know it's not a chazir and you know it's kosher. Vein behema temea b'sara shita. Okay, here's another thing. Now, here, let's read. Vein behema temea shebisara shita chata oket shela holech sheti ve'erev le'ezet tzad sheikh tachu oto ela ha'arod. Perush chamor habar. So, a kosher animal, the muscle, when you dissect it, underneath the tailbone, so it's a little bit down the leg, but it's right below the tailbone. The muscle, when you dissect it, it actually has a pattern. The muscle, the strands of the muscle, goes in both the crisscross. There's two. It goes both ways, and there you only have that by a kosher animal. You don't have it by a temea. The only exception is the chamor habar. Lefichach hamotza behema. Shepia upar sotea chatuchot. You can't see the mouth and you can't see the feet. What do you do? So you find it properly shechted, or you shecht it and then check. Sheri eno yachol livdok behem yivdok babaser shetachat kanfei haoketz. You can check the meat. Right? Obviously, you have to have a little practice in doing nikor, and then you'll know. Shimush achar shesh chatenu im havholech sheti ve'erev tahara. If the muscle strands, some of them go sheti and some of them go erev, then you know it's kosher. V'hushia kir arod, as long as you know that it's not meat that looks like an arod. Okay. Fine. Let's go to the Rama. Haga, basar adam, asr le'ochlo min hatara. Now, what about flesh from a human being, Jew or non-Jew, from a human? It's asr min hatara. So they all point out that it's, this is the Rambam Shita. It's a big machlokes rishonim. So the Rambam holds it's an iser min hatara. It's actually an aseh, not a lota aseh. There's no, you won't find it in, as a lota aseh. It's from a, I think it's a Torah kohanim. All right, that's the Gra points out. That it basically it says zos hachaya, or from the behema asher tachlu velo acheret. It's a drash. That's okay. There may also be, I haven't seen, but it's probably also an Isser Bal Tishaktsu. But as far as the actual, a lot of things are Bal Tishaktsu. But as far as actual a lav from an Adam itself, from the Basar, so it's not a lav. The Rambam says it's an Asi. If you see the Gra, the Taz, they point out, there are others, the Rosh holds it's 100% Mutter, Eino Asr. Oh, wait a second. The Eino Aser Ela Midrabanan. If. Yeah, there are three or four. And Mutter. Correct. The Prichadash and others say it's Mutter. The Rashba says it's Aser Midrabanan, but there's a mitzvah Prisha, which just means it's a mitzvah Darabanan, not to. And. Okay. If it's a, once it's a, if we're talking about from live meat, if it's dead meat, then it's aser behana, a separate iser. Okay, we'll get to that in Shin Mem Tet. Okay, I think that covers that. Let's go on to the next. Bet, or are we on time? Okay, Dalet, sorry. No, bet. Temeya shiyalda kemin tahara. Now you have an animal that's a temeya, it's a non-kosher species, and it gives birth. But it looks like a tahara, and it acts like a tahara. Alpha pisheishla kol simanei tahara. Even though it has all the simanim that we just learned, and it's a surah, it's still aser because you know it came from a temeya, and anything that comes from a temeya is aser. Okay. Right. We're gonna. What was that? Well, if it comes out of a temeya, it's for sure aser. We're not choshesh that what? It's a tahara? No.
We're not choshesh that if you find one that it came from.
Oh. Okay. Fine. Fine.
Except
that it's not a surrogate mother. Oh, boy. Okay. I guess times will change if it becomes a common. Okay. Very good. So that's. Right. So we learned kol yotze mina tame is tame. And whatever comes out of a tahor is tahor. We're gonna, the ikra siman is coming up in a couple simanim. It's the same, that's what applies over here. Okay. The Shach just points out an interesting thing. By humans, we don't say that. Even though it's aser to eat humans, we say that their milk or their blood, there's no aser deraisa of having it. When we say yotze min atame, that's only if it's an aser lav, not if it's an aser ase. For those who like diuk and... Okay, it's a good subtle. Yeah, we're going to get to that. Very good. That comes up in Pei Aleph, I think. Okay, let's continue. Utahora shialda kamin temeya muteret. And if it's a tahora, kosher species that gives birth and it looks like a temeya, it's also going to be muter. Alpha bishiyesh lakosim in a tuma, even though it looks like it's a tuma and it acts like it's a tuma, a temeya. So then it's still going to be, it's still kosher to eat. Right. You did learn though before, if it looks like a min of tahor, yalda kamin of tahor, it's aser. Okay, so that's a separate issue. That goes back from before. Let's just continue with davka shi'alata befaninu. Now, the only time we say this is if it's before us, and therefore you know that it's a kosher, right? It's a, you have a kosher animal, and it, now it looks treif, but you are, you know, it's a kosher, comes from a kosher animal, so therefore it's okay. Aval imi nicha meuberet, but if you leave it while it's pregnant. And then you see an animal walking next to it, and you assume it's the mother, so therefore it comes from a kosher mother. Even though she's following it, and nurses it, and they're always together, it's aser. Because you didn't see it at birth coming out, you don't know 100% that it comes from. And since it looks like a temeya, an animal that's a temeya, non-kosher species, so that's the halacha. Okay? Gimel. Hanolad mina treifa mutter. And now, this is interesting. We know that if you have a treifa, we're going to learn this, anything comes from a treifa, it's a treifa. However, a baby, not an egg that comes from a treifa is also a treifa, but an animal or a baby, a calf, whatever, that comes out of a... out of its mother, it's born. Even though it comes from a treifa, this is a separate halacha, this is a separate entity, and it has a chazaka that it's going to live. The treifa that it's going to die is on the mother, but the child is going to live, and therefore not a problem. Okay, we'll stop. That's one of the